What's up, guys? We're coming to you live from the TwitchCon house. It finally happened. We're surrounded by DLG.
I think you should be like more excited. And actually, yeah, the people here should please like clap or something, right? Woo! I don't know. Like, come on.
I was expecting some applause. Yeah,
I know. Everyone's like, oh shit, Bobby started. Fuck. Come on.
Oh, headphones.
Oh, we got DJ Warconius in the back.
On the he's never
touched a DJ fucking controller in his life. And last night, while being intoxicated, I gave him the 101, and he hasn't stopped since. He's been playing for 24 hours.
Warconius has not moved from the turntables.
I think he did a lot of, you know, bad stuff, but bang energy drink.
Right before the
sponsor
show.
Sponsor us too.
Right before the show started, we were talking to Bobby about like going over the show and like, okay, we're gonna just get out of the gate with a big, you know, you're gonna have to shout, like, be full of energy. That's what he gave you guys. That was it. Welcome to the Twitch.
It was supposed to be DLG Con. Woo! And it was, hey, what's up, guys? Another episode of DLG, but like we're live with people, and that's it. Yeah.
No, it's been 3 days of just a whole lot of chaotic. Friendship forming, drinking.
I've died like 3 times.
Yeah,
this whole weekend. I have.
Ray is definitely the most zombified. I am. I'm basically the one shutting it down, and also being one of the first people up. Yeah. I'm running off of maybe 6 hours total since.
But then you're also the one that comes at midnight with like 15 people. You're like, fucking keep it going, bitches. And we're like, fuck, dude.
I have a problem. I've been sober all day.
Her friends are like, there was this dude literally just jumped naked into the pool, then ran around the whole house naked, and then he just goes to his buddy. Okay, can I have my $100 now? Like, it was fucking awesome. It's just random. I wish it was a girl, though. It's like, I've seen enough dick this weekend. You know, I'm kind of over it.
One of the girls that she brought is literally throwing up in the...
I know.
She right looks, now, in the front yard.
It's the saddest right thing ever.
Is she doing that?
Like, dude, she's like, she's contemplating life right now. Oh, right there. She's sorry. I seriously, it's like, we should watch her, dude.
She should be our go-go
dancer. We got Sunset Cliffs right behind us.
I forgot to ask her to be our go-go dancer for the cast.
Oh, dude.
Do that.
Right there with DJ Warco?
Courtney. She does. I want her on the cast.
Next to the stage, we have Courtney.
So let's take it from the top. Like, what did... What?
Sorry.
Oh, the phone's talking. All right. So Friday, everybody came in. Little late, probably around 5 or 6, and we kicked it off pretty hard then. What? Run us through the events of the weekend.
So,
go ahead. What?
I think I should start with DLG Con House. When did we conspire this as a thought?
It was definitely your idea. Definitely.
For a long time. Yeah. I was
Six months ago?
Excited.
It was
one
episode,
I did my homework on this, guys. Look, this is real. This is something we put together, and I'm so glad that we did.
I got to thank you, Chi. Like, this was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have never done it without you. Yeah. And there's been, it's been 100% drama free. Nothing's broken.
No one almost fell each other.
Except for the shower, I guess. Four people were showering together,
and they broke a vow.
Everything.
Shadow Master's super jealous right now that he's not here. He missed that orgy upstairs.
Oh my gosh, wait till Daniel wakes up from upstairs right now. So,
Daniel's upstairs asleep.
Daniel is still here.
I'm telling you, people all over the house, they're dead.
I would say the event, I took the whole week off to make sure that everything was mise en place. For me, the DLG Con House kind of started Wednesday because that's when the gamers started rolling in. And then that's when I was, you know, showing them around San Diego, drinking tons, having fun, neglecting my responsibilities. And I was waiting last minute to put things
together. Let me cut in for a second, Chi.
You were
awesome, dude. You gave up your house.
Oh.
You picked up multiple people from people from the airport?
Yeah,
running
on Friday.
Back and forth, like...
On
dude,
Friday, it was
hustled,
like 9
dude.
To 9. Oh, yeah. Thursday, Gummy and Cricket came up. Gummy was a zombie. That was the best first impression ever.
He drove 16 hours. Hey, and thanks to all the attendees, dude. Because people flew here. He drove 16 hours fucking straight.
20 hours.
20 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And he wasn't alone in the car. Somebody easily could have offered to take the wheel.
Where is he? Where's
obviously not Jesus. Anyways, yeah. So hosted them and then made sure everyone got to the con house so we could settle in and get the party started. So it's been a lot of running around. I've been really stressed out. I've been a rainbow of emotions, and I do apologize, but I'm so grateful, too.
It all worked out.
It's been a lot of work, but it's also been a lot of fun. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff done with WASD. That was awesome. Fractal Josh came by, and he hung out, and he really hung out, man.
Like, yeah, dude. He was here till 5 a.m. last night.
Honestly, that fuck, sorry, he kept me up till 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Everyone tried to cut, like sneak out. Like, you know, everyone's leaving.
Ray,
like,
why are you sweating, bro?
It's I'm excited.
It's blinding light.
But it's just light, dude. Dude, I'm sweating alcohol. I think that's what it is. Like, like I smell beer, and I just showered. I swear to God. Anyways, he would. Last night, I was dead, and I took it. I'm like, I'm gonna take a 2-hour nap. Well, a half hour nap, but then it you know, went longer. I wake up at 2 just to have some water. Fucking Josh is just like, "What's up, Ray?" And I was like, "Fuck!" And like,
was he at the foot of your bed, just staring at you, waiting for you to wake up
with his creepy little ginger beard and everything? He's just so weird. But no, he kept me up all night. Like, obviously, I wanted to hang out with the guy. I know.
You don't hear any complaints from me.
No, well, you wanted that Fractal D.
So of course, we have to thank WASD and Fractal Design.
Yeah,
it went out without a hitch. Like it. And also the guy that we gave it to, it just worked out perfectly. Like he's had some problems in the past, and he's fallen a couple times, and his computer just broke, but he's doing music, and he was so fucking stoked to get this PC. And then we forgot to take some pictures, and we're like, well, you can't take it today. So he's like, the whole time he was like,
so bad.
He asked me like 3 times. He was like, can we like turn it on so I can like see? And we're like, well, the operating system. I don't.
He was very excited. He was very eager.
Yeah, dude.
So we got to remember to take those pictures and get that to him, and then we'll have a video of all that up.
Yeah.
On WASD's channel.
There's gonna be 2 videos. One video is gonna be the shorter version of just, you know, what it was, and it's gonna be a second one more like a documentary style.
Yeah.
Video a little longer. So we're gonna have 2 come out of this bitch. It'll be
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Just really quick, WASD builds computers for veterans that need them to get
what's the website, Emilio?
I'm not gonna try. I'm just gonna go ahead and give that to someone. Just flash it on the screen.
I'll find it on the screen.
Good boy. All right. So here, my question for the whole weekend, favorite memory. What's a favorite memory?
Oh geez.
I forgot all my memories, dude.
There's like, there were a lot.
Mine's
of them.
Really sloppy.
Oh fuck. I blacked out one night, so don't ask me.
No, actually pretty clean because it was in the shower.
Playing that game, dude. Playing that game last night, that drawing game. Teledildonics?
Telestrations, yeah. After Dark. So there's 2 versions.
Oh, okay.
One that's a clean version. We played the After Dark dirty version. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's like Pictionary and telephone
in one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of people just sitting around quietly drawing and writing things, and at the end you kind of tell a story that's very funny.
It's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but a lot of fun. A
lot of downtime. There's like, it takes 20 minutes for a round, probably.
Yeah.
But then the payoff, I was crying. I couldn't fucking handle it, dude.
I couldn't play, man, the whole time.
The hydration I had left in my body was coming out of my eyes.
But it all seems like inside jokes now. So if we were to explain, like, what was so funny, it would sound completely ridiculous, you know, like windy ladders. That doesn't mean anything to anybody, but it was hilarious last night. People were crying.
Yeah, I love that.
No, I totally missed it. I missed that fucking game because
it was good.
I couldn't get the VR working because I don't know why.
But you did.
But I did.
It took a while.
It took a while. It took fucking like 2 hours.
I had to get down to live stream it after this stream.
Yeah, with any live events, with any big gatherings like this, there are going to be technical difficulties.
Yeah, we tried.
Plenty. And I think considering all the little ones and big ones, everything has come together.
We're live.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I think we're gonna be there.
I know,
it's
me neither.
Part of the experience.
That's the best part.
And this is, whose lighting is this? What is this?
This is me.
This is Ray, man.
This is all me. This is all me,
money,
guys.
Ray.
This
feels nice.
Thousands of dollars.
Do you think I invited him to the podcast on accident? No, I didn't. Yeah, all that
shit. No, shit. A little by little, he was finding out.
We can get over his accent. We can get over the like.
Little by little, he was finding out the shit I had.
Yeah.
And regretting it less and less.
Wow.
Someone beer me, yeah, please? Someone?
What is
beer? Keg?
Ditto.
Keg.
keg? Give me a drink. Something
we should bring the keg stand, in keg and do some keg stand. Stand.
There's a purple monster.
Live keg stand. Let's do some keg stand.
Let's do some keg stands.
At the end of the cast.
We'll bring it in. Okay. We'll do some keg stands in here. I'm down. I haven't done one since I was like
now. Hopefully, a lot
yesterday.
Of this is being posted to social media. I don't know. I'm not. That's not my department. No,
we dropped the ball on that.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. We've been having so much fun. Not many people have been taking videos, reposting, or anything.
Yeah.
But if you want to see where it will all congregate, it's on our Discord. We have a very specific con. Live channel where we'll repost our conversations are there. You'll see a lot of the inside jokes, photos, and everything that's leading up to what's happened.
And the con attendees one, there's a reason why it's locked. What's up with Daniel? He's
so
lost.
Can we tell, since most of our listeners are audio right now, what's going on? It's we're at live at the DLG Con House, and it's and we have everyone that attended here, officially 14 tenants in this house, and everyone here is just hanging out in the same room. It's unreal.
And it's such a big place that it never felt crowded once.
Never.
Like, it's really cool, man.
Yeah.
No. I couldn't have gone
the only time it felt crowded was last night when I had to poop, and I was running to like every bathroom, and there was someone in each fucking bathroom. It was the worst thing ever.
So I had to poop. Showed up.
So I had to poop in the ocean.
Holy shit! Spoiler.
Oh
alert.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Chad showed up, and you know what? So Chad's like, you know, next year we should. I said we.
Yeah,
I said please.
So
you left, bro. I'm like, you have no decision making. But he was really proud of us. He's like, I can't believe it. Like when I heard you. I heard you had this plan. I was like, there's no way these idiots are going to pull this off. And then here we are. And he's like, I'm really proud of
we
you guys.
Proved them all wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because we didn't want him to leave. He wanted to be in the podcast today. But the moment Emilio went for the keg, like he took that opportunity to fucking leave, I guess.
Because I wouldn't have left to let him go. There's no way I was going
to
just.
He did have to go home, but we wanted him here for the podcast on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see him, though. I can't remember the last time we all hung out.
Manny didn't show up, bitch. He said he was.
No. Well, he was really trying to, I guess. By the time he decided he wanted to come, it was like $1,000.
Wow.
So
it's okay. I had so much to juggle. I don't think Minnie would have fit in that equation. There was one point in my day, I think it was Friday, near the end, when I first entered the con after everyone was here, I was in like bitch turtle mode. And that's a brand new phase of me.
We were like,
what's she doing? I was just sitting in the corner, aggressively typing on my phone with my ratchet fucking nails, just like stone cold face. I was like, guys, just leave me alone. Don't talk to me right now. Don't like eye contact. Stop. I'm like, welcome to the DLG con house.
Yeah,
leave
I was like, I came
alone.
In and I checked on you. Like but then like a few hours later, you were cool.
Oh, yeah. No, I got over it really quick. But I've been up and down and up and all.
Yeah, I should be writing that up and down and up and down.
This weekend has been seriously so epic on so many different proportions. And that includes all of the things that entail. But going off of that, sorry. Yeah, Chad showed up. Like I said, 14 tenants showed up. Like, and one thing I'll quote Days on this. She's like, this is surprisingly not as socially awkward as I expected it to be. So I think everyone here, the dynamic, it's so natural. It's like we've been friends forever. And I think confidently, I know, like, in this room, in this house, it's like, these people are people that I will expect to see in the future, which is really awesome.
For sure.
And you can't.
I've been saying, I've said the same speech like three times this weekend, but it's true. These people know me better than my family does because I talk to them 3 hours a week, right?
Everyone has an inside joke with us.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's funny because I'll be talking about something and somebody will remind me of something that I said before.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know you guys actually listened to this shit.
it is a little weird.
Well, the 12 listeners are all here in this house. Yeah.
But we're not used to being face-to-face with people like that.
Right,
so weird.
Like, hey, you remember when you said this? And it's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're not that close, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Back off. Diddy.
Meanwhile, I said I was jacked off to Chung Lee. But yeah, but that has nothing to do with our conversation right now, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we all gelled pretty quickly and it was great. If you were just like, I imagine any of the strangers, like we had some other guests who weren't, you know, listeners to the podcast come by and I just wonder what it was like for them to walk through the house and just hear the conversations that were going on between people.
Not just that, dude. The Takeros, when they were here, we were playing like shoulders. It's like one, two, three, four. The 2 hours they were here, we were just doing this one, two, three, four, over and over. And they're like, "What? Who are these people? What are they doing?"
Oh, I missed all of that.
You know what I keep thinking? Yeah. Other podcasts that like rent out theaters and stuff, like the ones that do like D&D and stuff. I was just thinking of what the staff thinks. What the fuck is going on? All these people love these people, and they're just like rolling dice on stage. It's just weird, man. And that's pretty much what we had going on here.
Yeah.
Only that ours was just alcohol and drugs. And
should we talk about some games?
Legal weed, legal marijuana, guys.
So what's kind of a, so before we like move forward, you know, what's kind of the itinerary on the main things we want to touch base on for this particular podcast? I know it's, this event was more or less Friday through Monday morning. Today is Sunday that we're recording live. And so we're on our third day in. We've seen faces come in and out, and certain sides of people's personalities come out too that we might not have expected. I definitely, since this is like a special edition podcast, outside of talking about what we were doing for so far, thus far, those 3 days, like if we could get even around listener questions, if we can get people to introduce themselves, the tenants here, and just talk about what they fucking love or what their favorite experience has been thus far, that would be amazing. Thanks. Because I don't think we're the stars of the show, this show. Like, the stars of the show are everybody that got on a plane or a train or in their cars and drove 20 hours. Are you with me, Gummy? I'm talking you up right now. These guys, oh my God. It was like are so in fucking class rad.
And, you paid attention.
And I can't wait for you to meet them.
It's going to be a test on this later.
See, when you're talking about sides of personalities that you expect.
Oh, my boss side comes out.
Are we talking about JP Diddy in his fucking kimono over here?
Oh, my gosh. Like,
do you want to do a little turn on the catwalk, dude?
JP Diddy.
A little turn.
John.
Dude,
John is. Like,
look at this. This is what we're talking about. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, and not just that.
Thanks, buddy.
And not just
John's,
that.
John's, he's a real MVP, but, by the way. Dude.
Oh, by the way, George has been shirtless throughout since the moment he got off the plane. The
George, give him a flex, dude.
The moment.
Show him why. Yeah.
The moment he landed in San Diego, he just fucking took off his shirt. And that was it.
She's like, why are you taking your shirt off in my car? Like, we're not even at the house yet, dude. And JP Diddy, big thanks to him. He's fucking, he's kept us alive by feeding us and cleaning up after us. He's like, he's like a super host, but he's not the host.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a super shitty host. And he picked up where I fucking dropped the ball. So,
yeah. So, John, JP Diddy, he.
We had quiches this morning. Quiche.
After I was playing Bitch Uber and Aaron's Girl for the first day, John, at the end of the night, he was being the real host. He was pouring shots. Yep. He's like, I think you need a shot. Rusty came in with some bomb.
Checking everybody's
whiskey.
Drinks, levels.
He's like, let's try these shots.
He was feeding. He was just like, fucking getting super drunk.
I was like, oh my gosh, the weight is lifted off my shoulders. These people are adults. They know what's going on. I can relax a little. And
most
that's why the
adults,
turnover
too.
In my attitude is so quick. It's like the quality of people in this room like just blows my brain.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe everybody can lean in a little bit. Gummy, you want to wave to the camera? It's right there under the light. Jew, for you. You want to lean in?
Jubu.
Lean in and just wave there. Daniel's
New York.
On.
Daniel's on.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Jays. Banned off Twitch.
Jays, okay. Worconius.
Jays, Worconius. We got Cricket Soldier.
Yes.
We got Loop.
This
was on the 1-2s. Rusty Bagels.
Yeah.
So that's everybody
DJ
in this room.
Rusty.
Rusty's actually a DJ. He actually knows
if you have yet to ever check out our Twitch channel or our YouTube channel, this is the time to watch us visually watch us as you're listening to us as well, because there's so much goodness in the room. Goodies.
Yeah. It's been all good times. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the games. Other games.
We got chosen back here.
So, yeah, so we played Telestrations, and that's a little hard to describe. I know we call it a Pictionary with a telephone, but the way that works, just to explain it to people, is someone writes something on a pad, you flip it over, the next person has to draw it, the other passes it down, the next person looks at it and has to write down what they think that is.
Uh-huh.
So it's this guessing game of where people are constantly changing that. And I think that was the biggest hit of the night. I don't know. There were so many.
One went from jockstrap to two fish being shot.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like jockstrap, and then I thought it was a cod piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote cod piece. And then the next person thought it was a cod, like caught the fish cod with a piece like a gat, right?
That's so hilarious.
It was like a fish gun, right? So the next person's fish gun, and then the person next to them had a gun shooting fish.
Like that's
awesome. Like a the ammo was fish. Another really good one was what ended up being Wendy Ladders. What did that start with, Bobby? Do you remember?
Something about genetic something. Okay, genetic, that's one step in the chain. There was
It was definitely genetic. So somebody tried to do
like a DNA,
DNA strands yeah, right? But mm-hmm, we have 30 seconds to draw these things, right? So somebody's trying to figure out DNA strands. What's that look like to the next person? Wavy, windy ladders, right? So then, so then the next person goes, and then you, Days went with like clouds, mm-hmm, clouds and ladders, and then I finally wrote, what was it? Cloudy ladders, and that's where we ended up with.
Cloudy ladders.
Yeah.
Trust me, dude. I could not breathe. I was laughing so hard, and Bobby couldn't. He couldn't handle himself when somebody put sucking dick, but they put an apostrophe instead of the G, and he thought that was the funniest shit he's ever seen in his life. He's
like, why, man.
Obviously, this person's very comfortable with sucking dick, dude, because, like,
I mean, to put an apostrophe just makes it sound like, I don't know. Yeah, okay, there's the box.
This episode brought to you by Telestrations After Dark.
Telestrations is
the first
hilarious.
10 people to call us will get a free copy of
next up on stage. We have Lord Cody.
Would you be confused
if, like, the part where you're just writing what you're supposed to be drawing? What if
it's on a white screen or whatever?
What if in that writing, is there a font that it's just penises?
We had dick. Oh, that was a good one. Dick face.
Dick
what was it?
Is that real? Oh, wait.
I thought it was dick pit.
Dick pit. It was dick pit.
That started with what?
Yeah.
It was cockpit.
Oh, it's cockpit, right?
It was cockpit.
So cockpit.
And she didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
She forgot what a cockpit was, so she just made a hole with a bunch of penises.
Yeah. So the first drawing of cockpit was obvious. It was a plane with a cockpit. It was obvious. What's her name? Ree. She forgot what a cockpit was, so she drew a pit full of cocks.
The
next person thought it was a dick hole.
Oh my god.
So then I drew a dick with a hole on it. And then it ended up being penis hole.
Oh my gosh, we went
from cockpit to penis hole.
Same.
This is not that big of a jump.
Same.
It's hilarious.
Now, speaking of Ree, so Ree is Sniper's girlfriend, yeah, and Sniper turned 26 the day he first touched American soil. That was Friday, and what a freaking night. So we introduced him to the house, and the very last hour of the night, I actually took them out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
For birthday shots.
Yep. So
we didn't. We should have done more for
him. And right now he's in Vegas.
Fucking people. Yeah. I'm 21, bitch, in spirit.
My favorite thing about Sniper is, like, so he literally the first time he's ever been in this climate, in this country, all this stuff, right? So he's like a kid. He's like, what do you call these trees? I said, those are palms.
Don't pay attention to them.
Would you like to take a walk around the pool and I'll show you all the different kinds of palms? He's like, yeah. So we're walking around and I was like, this is a queen palm and this is a succulent.
We would know because we've never seen the garden.
And then I was like, Sniper, here's a Red Bull vodka slushy. Put it in your mouth. And then we hit up the beach. Ree was so cute. She was running up and down the beach. She's like, oh my God, you know, I can't believe we just left the bar and the beach is right here at my footsteps.
Oh, you went after the bars.
Yeah. Nice. And we actually raced to the beach and we were like equal in terms of speed. It was impressive.
I should have went with you guys. That sounds super fun.
Yeah.
Like a Baywatch moment.
It was. Yeah.
It was all slow motion.
Gummy just said it was like a Baywatch moment. I'm like, yeah, totally. Once we hit the water, I like grabbed her hand. I'm like, girl, we're in the ocean. It was.
And then they started making out.
Fun.
It was really awesome.
No, stop. But not that Sniper could see. It was so dark on the other side.
No, he joined. Happy birthday, buddy. Well, this is America.
That's a very common thing. Like, if you're partying in PB and you meet a girl, like,
yeah, orgies. Very common in PB.
No, but I've jumped in the ocean several times after 2-3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's just like a thing. Like, fuck it, we're so drunk, what else are we going to do? And you do that. It's one of the options. In Canada, I don't know what you do when you're drunk. You fuck a moose, I guess.
No, you find maple syrup or something.
Yeah.
No, I have no clue.
Yeah.
So we got some VR going. Ray, what do you
have? Yeah, so I brought my Valve, my Index, which is, it's over there. I'd like to show it to you guys and everything, but it's still plugged in.
Yeah.
So, it's cool because, like, a lot of people here have tried VR already. So, like, the first thing they just said was, like, holy shit, the FOV is, like, better. That's the only real thing that I can say is better.
Well, the controllers are.
But the controllers were where everyone was just like, holy shit, it's awesome. I'm buying Knuckles.
But, like, it's next level ergonomics, dude. It goes to the next level because when you think of ergonomics, it's like it forms to your hand. Mm-hmm. But you don't even have to hold these. It's whatever's past ergonomics, that's what these are. Like, I don't know. It felt so natural. You literally, you don't even have to hold them. You just move your hands around. Shit happens.
I don't even know.
And by the way, fucking JP Diddy on The Expert, fucking killing it, dude.
Oh, yeah. Like,
Beat Saber.
Yeah. Wow. Beat
Saber. So we played a couple games.
Was he in his robe, too, when he was doing that?
We wish.
Yeah. No. There's a video on Discord, like, but I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, go on Discord and you'll find a video of John playing this shit. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah,
there were some first timers, though, that were playing VR. Yeah. Who had never played before.
It's just, you know, when you're trying to show off Beat Saber to these people and, like, the first timers are playing, like, easy or normal, you're like, this game's fucking boring. So I was like, fuck this. Someone that's gonna get on there, so they go on Expert and just fucking did it, just like it was like, it's fucking awesome, dude.
You know what was also a big hit? Takelings.
I wasn't in the room for that. So how does that work?
So we talked about Takelings a couple, like a month or 2 months.
Yeah, I remember.
And so one person puts on the VR headset. And then everyone else is on either controllers or on your phone, which is kind of neat. Mm-hmm. And even though the phones were kind of a little, it's
they weren't,
you know,
too bad. I mean, they were like any other phone controller.
Yeah,
I feel like Takelings are kind of like little trollings.
They were like, they look like Pikmin without the leaf.
Mm.
So there was like eight of us in a plane, and everyone controlled little Pikmin. And our favorite one was the kitchen setting. One person in the middle, and all the little guys are running around, and you're trying to survive. And, like, the person with the VR headset is
like
super,
a giant. It's or a human.
And just a human trying to smash these little fucking things.
Oh, so what, like, Evolve should have been?
Well, not smash him. He's got to kill him in certain ways.
Yeah, you have to kill him. And, and these guys are hiding under cups. Like, it's super cute because you'll see the cup just like,
Whoa, dude.
That's $1,000 on a fucking rental.
That's another
rental,
fine.
Bro.
Oh, you just poured it right.
I can't wait to see what.
Anyways.
How we racked up the fines.
So
for
it's like
this place.
It was worth it for the example. We needed the visual, guys.
Yeah, you got the visual. It's like that would happen. It was awesome.
Yeah, little cops scooting around.
You got these guys hiding like.
Thanks. I feel like I was there now.
There's like, dude, you were walking in and now you're like, this is awesome, and you just leave.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even play it. But we were just seeing. It was just fun. I can't.
I think
I'm
it was a lot of
you
fun.
Talk.
It was a lot of fun for the person who was killing the little guys, but I think it was all right too for the people who were running around trying not to get killed,
which
you
are
get
on their
it.
Cell phones.
Yeah. Well, you can use the Xbox controller as well. But what's nice is you can have, like, we had maybe 8-10 people.
Yeah.
Running around there, and so, you know, playing the VR, you're just looking around this 3D environment just trying to smash them, and the ways that they die is hilarious. So you have to plug in the waffle iron, then you have to put them in there, smash it closed, and hold them in there for a little bit. You can kill them in the toaster, you can throw them down the garbage disposal, you know, just all these
That's
funny
awesome.
Ways for them to die.
Yeah,
that
it's funny because when you're in the
horrible.
Waffle thing, like, and like you're trying to kill him, someone can go and unplug the waffle maker and then he jumps out.
You can help your
that
buddies
and you can
awesome
throw them in the garbage disposal, or like, what's the garbage, what are they called? The trash, whatever?
Garbage disposal.
And then there's a frying pan. You can throw them in the fire. And there's like three maps, I guess. There's that one. There's one where you have a nail gun, and you're just shooting the fuck out of these little things. It's freaking awesome. You have two guns, and you're just shooting them. And they're running. They're jumping. And, like, that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then there's one where you have a hammer and the detector. What's that detector called? Is someone please?
What?
Stud finder?
Stud finder.
Stud finder?
Yeah.
And
why do you need a stud finder? I'm right here.
So you're trying to make sure you don't hit the electricity. So you're trying to find where like these little fucking things are behind the wall. Because if you hit three, you die. So you need to like find out where the electricity is, not hit there, but you have to hammer and hit the fucking little take lanes through the wall.
In the wall?
Yes.
Damn, that's awesome.
You just see a wall, man. It's just like, what the fuck do I do here? And I went, black. Like,
it took us a while to figure that map out.
Yeah.
But the kitchen was definitely the best one.
Well, the gun, too, was kind of neat.
Yeah, that one was okay. Yeah. But what's crazy is you can't play that type of game in any kind of environment. This is, like, we've got, 15 people at this house, probably more. Like, this is such a rare opportunity to play those types of games, multiplayer types of games.
Yeah, Quiplash was a big hit because it's so
Quiplash
easy.
Quiplash was great. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. People just log in on their phones, and everybody participates. What I like, exactly what you were saying when you talked about it, Chi, it's like,
this was your first time playing it.
Yeah, it was my first time playing it.
Awesome.
But it's better than,
you feel like we're talking so fast right now? It's like everyone's like super excited. Like, dude, and like when we were doing this and we were doing that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, we're at Disneyland. Disneyland.
Yeah.
But,
what princess are you?
I don't know.
I don't know. You had a name on Ariel?
Ariel? The fishy one?
Yeah, right.
What princess am I? I'll be Belle.
That's my princess.
No, you're like Mulan.
Bobby's wow. Like,
Bobby's like, does not compute. Not princess.
He's okay, like, fine. Prince of the Frog.
C-3PO? Is that his name?
C-3, yes, that is a Star Wars character.
Mm-hmm. Also Disney now, so.
That's true.
Regardless.
What isn't Disney?
So, by the way, these guys are talking about all of these video games and games that they play. This is all Saturday, predominantly. Saturday was a very full day.
Yesterday.
So Saturday morning started with the WASD Foundation giveaway. And then after that, you guys had the tequila at 3 o'clock. And you guys were playing a shit ton of video games. Smitchy was MIA because we'll have a segment on TwitchCon further down. So, but let's definitely see what Emilio thought about Princess Ariel. Emilio thought about Quiplash.
Yeah, so So it's the same thing as like Cards Against Humanity. It's the same basic thing, but every single game is broken down to just a pair. So favoritism doesn't happen like it does in Cards Against Humanity a little bit. That's the only thing you can say about Cards. Cards is a great game. But this one is like one-on-one every time, and you don't know who it is, so there's no favoritism. But what I really like, too, is it puts you on blast. Like, you can see who voted for you, whose idea was after the results are in.
Yeah.
So, like,
you can see who was 20 IQ.
Right. Mm. And, I really like
it. It's funny because, you know, some people were playing really serious. It's like, you know, name a fucking slogan for a sock. And some person just went like, oh, they're comfortable, you know, whatever. But then someone would be like, fucking, you know, sniper's fucking pussy thing or whatever. And that would make us laugh. So, or I think the most famous one was Pube Nest.
And that was from Bobby.
That was from Bobby.
Like, it was
he
like
pulled Bobby? A funny on us. And we couldn't stop laughing.
It was like, what's the worst name for a haircut? And he said Pube Nest. And it brought down the house, right?
Yeah.
But then it was the answer for the next 17 questions. Oh, yeah. And everybody was voting like Pube Nest.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what it was. It was like, how do you fly a plane? Pube Nest.
And they
would win.
Name a new rapper. Lil Pube Nest.
Yeah, Lil Pube Nest.
That was me.
That was so good. But then eventually Pube Nest like petered out. Yeah. And like we were like, okay, we're tired of Pube Nest.
And but it's funny again today. It came back.
Yeah. This is fresh to me. I love it.
Emilio got really competitive at the end. Like, he was, I don't know, it was just his
highbrow, bitches.
Obviously, yeah, it was like, I went the high ground.
Bitch. It's a game on, ego as well, because it's kind of a self-check when you realize you're not getting all the votes or any votes.
Dude.
Maybe you don't think you're as funny as
when
you are.
When you found out Bobby was funnier than you, you just fucking went crazy.
I came in last place my first game, and then I won the second game.
Well, first couple games we played were pretty rough. I don't even know if that was Saturday.
Yeah,
maybe it was Friday
night. That was Friday.
And we were like,
it wasn't that fun on Friday.
No. I just kept saying, randomized, you guys suck. You know? You guys are not funny.
And we don't have, and it's not called last place. It's actually an official rank. And the rank's called Shadow Master.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
Uncalled for.
And you said the Mulan joke was bad. Damn.
I'm kidding, Shadow Master.
Wow.
So we did mention.
So the reason I got super drunk, well, I was drunk, and then the reason I was yelling about being highbrow is because everybody's answer was just buttholes. Like if your answer is just butthole,
penis hole,
you're gonna get the half of the
blue humor wore out after a while.
Yeah.
So I'm like, in the night.
I'm going highbrow. I'm going for high comedy. It wasn't really high comedy, but it was like better than buttholes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so like I'm like highbrow bitches, and I won like two games in a row, and then my girlfriend playing. Took me out of here. She was very mad that I was super drunk. I've been hurting. I just started to feel good right now.
Because we started drinking. We got alcohol in our system.
Yeah,
that's been the story of the weekend, man. Like, all the complaints I've heard about you, from you guys, complaining about how you feel after drinking.
It's so weird. I haven't complained once.
That's why I've been sober for 10 years.
I'm a real trooper here. I've been drunk every day, sleeping barely at all. And then
gummy cow. Welcome to the gummy cow.
Just fucked up the street, bro.
That's gummy.
Yeah. So I mean, those were the two big games: Quiplash and I keep forgetting the name.
Telestrations.
But we did mix in some other. We had some Smash Bros. Going on with some Nintendo Switches.
We did. And
I was gone for that. We're going to do that today. Yeah.
That was on Friday, I believe.
No, there are a lot of, like, one person I saw play a shit ton of video games, DJ Werko. DJ Werko.
You guys played some FIFA last night?
Yeah.
He was on FIFA, Mortal Kombat. He was on the DJ turntable
for
probably 8 hours straight. And then I called it, Warco was in the war.
I took an, oh,
yeah,
nice.
Warco was in the war zone this week
it's fair to say he got turned tough.
He's got that gamer endurance. What a gamer.
We played like around 3 a.m. Marco Marconius and I, we were like, he just randomly said, you know what? I just feel like playing FIFA right now. And I'm like, that's weird, but let's do it. You know, it. And, FIFA 20.
Was it 2-on-2 or what?
Just 1-on-1.
Okay.
FIFA 20 came out like last week, and I, just being the Mexican I am, I downloaded it like immediately. I just haven't played it yet. And I'm like, dude, let's pray that it's like on my computer, because the Wi-Fi here is horrible. It takes forever, and like FIFA's like a fucking 50 gig game. And we turned it on, started playing, and there's a new mode on there with like the indoor soccer. It was kind of cool. I don't know if you...
Right. Do the announcers change for every place that you go to?
The what?
The announcers. Do they change?
No, it was like, the same ones. The same ones they always have. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But, we were playing last night, and the first game we had was a little what do you want to...
Yeah, we did the Volta mode, which is like the street ball. But I would say we both made the same comment. Like, we wish it was FIFA Street. Like, we wish they took it a little bit further and made it fun and arcadey. Mm-hmm. It's a little too simmy, but but then we later on did the kind of the regular 11 versus 11. Yeah. It was pretty good. It's FIFA, right? It's consistent.
I kicked the shit out of him. But not really. Oh, really? We'll go. We'll go right now. But, we had fun. It's the same game. It doesn't change every year. They add little things.
It's soccer, right?
It's soccer.
What do you want them to do?
It's soccer. You see 20
know what was happening? People were running around screaming, I'm a Viking.
Oh, Danielson.
Or running around naked, dripping wet across the house. And Warconia is like, fuck this. I need some normal.
Rubbernut's watching this and being like, fuck y'all. I'm the fucking Viking. He's coming out next year no matter what.
But FIFA's good. FIFA's FIFA again, guys. If you want to just get it, it's still FIFA. The indoor mode is kind of cool, and hasn't really changed. It's fucking FIFA. The graphics are better. And the Mexican players don't all look like gardeners now, so it's cool.
I introduced a game called Shoulders. That was the counting game that we were talking about. Everybody loved it, right? Like, everybody's like, this is fucking awesome. This is the first time that I introduced this to a group and somebody not throw up. So I think we played well.
Last night, I had to clean up someone's...
No, people threw up. But I don't know if it was directly attributed to my introduction of Shoulders.
True that.
What else do we got on the agenda, Bobby?
Let's talk about TwitchCon, the actual event. So, Chi, you attended it. You're like the only one who attended it.
Guys, we got Loop here today. I know you guys remember Loop when one of this episodes, like a couple months ago.
I think CSGO back in June-ish.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
He filled
that
in for
Loop
me, so
here.
I'm going to let him fill in for me again. I'm going to just go be dumb.
Go clean up some vomit, Ray.
Yeah, let's hear about TwitchCon.
So welcome, Lube, to the cast. Don't forget to readjust your mic so it's nice and friendly and close to your mouth there.
That's Lube with two zeros, right?
So Lube, if you guys missed that episode, Lube is a local San Diegan, and we met through Ninja, but not the ninja that we all love to hate. Actually, I love to hate this ninja, too. But anyways, what was that?
I don't know.
But anyways.
Going down a dark alley, turning around and saying, not today, the Joker.
Exactly.
Not today.
Nonetheless, so the lovely Loop, he kind of ninja'd up on me today. I was just chilling here in the house. We, of course, met up at TwitchCon. We hung out for a little bit. We went to the party together. Outside of that, though, he's been at TwitchCon, Friday and Saturday, and then we're going to hit up TwitchCon after this cast.
So, Chief, was this time better than last time, or can you...
Well, the last time you went was 2 years ago, when it was in San Diego?
I think that was 3 years ago.
3 years?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think it's been at least 3 years since the last TwitchCon. League's different, but better.
Better.
Like, it actually, I want to go for a second day. The first time I went to TwitchCon,
I was surprised.
It was like a four-hour escapade. Mm-hmm. Like, when I said I was going to TwitchCon, I thought I was just going to go for a couple hours and be like, okay, guys, I'm home. Let's party. But no, I stayed out all night. Smitchy never came home, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I
mm-hmm. So, but no, so with this TwitchCon here, I skipped Friday and I went on Saturday. I had a couple personal fiascos happen, but you know what? We know how to put out fires out here. So I still got to enjoy the portions of the con. The biggest portion I experienced was the main expo, and I'll elaborate on some things there. Outside of the main expo, I was in the Kappa Cabana, which is actually the bar area. Loop won't be able to elaborate on that. He's 19 years young over here.
Wow.
And Grandma Smoochie and I, Grandma Smoochie and Loop, I got some pizza from Loop, and then we went to the after party, the concert. But Loop, what can you tell us about your experience thus far with TwitchCon, and how would you summarize your experience? Is this your first TwitchCon?
I'm having a great time. I kind of hesitated on purchasing the ticket a little bit just because... I didn't really know what it was about because, when you look at the schedule, the only thing it tells you is, like, the panels. You have a bunch of panels about, for screeners mostly, how to improve your screen, how to improve your branding, stuff like that. But, like she said, I checked out the main expo hall. And, man, there's a lot of cool things happening there. And, it's not just vendors selling their stuff. Like, there's a lot of interactive things you can do. Mm-hmm. There's a Rocket League booth. I enjoy Rocket League. You can play Rocket League right there with other players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually funny. Red Bull had a game set up. He had a huge touch screen.
You had to earn your free Red Bull, essentially.
Well, not really, because
don't forget, you do want to get really friendly with that microphone, just so our audience.
Yeah, get up on it, dude.
Yeah.
Make love to the microphone.
This mic is louder than the other ones.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. You can still be close.
We would rather have you loud than too quiet.
His mic's always up. He's just loud.
So Red Bull had a stand with a touchscreen and everything, and basically, it would ask, questions, and there would be three answers. Even if you get the two answers wrong and there's one answer left, and you click it will still be like, congratulations, you won a free Red Bull. And
I'm that's
like,
okay. Hilarious.
Okay.
Oh, insta win on that one, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, there's a lot of cool stuff like that. I had a good time. Personally, I enjoy talking to people, so I was just always...
So what different sections? So the TwitchCon is here in San Diego's Convention Center. When you get to San Diego's Convention Center, there's really only two levels there. You have to walk... Each exhibit has a letter to it. No. There's like there's three levels? Are you sure?
I think there's three levels because...
Oh, because of the rooftop?
If you go up the main elevator, right, there's another elevator that goes down to like a floor that's not the first floor.
So ground zero, kind of.
But the second elevator is much shorter than the main elevator.
I've never been, so. Are there anything like keynote speeches or anything like that? Are things announced? Yeah.
Like big announcements, you
said? Who's announcing it? Who are they? Like, what's going on?
Well, on the first day, we did, like, you know, the welcome to TwitchCon thing, or whatever, where the CEO, where he announced a lot of stuff.
Of Twitch?
Yeah. The
Amazon and Twitch. You could tell Amazon had their money all over this TwitchCon. It was like, if do you know those magic erasers, how you get them wet and then you apply them to any surface and suddenly it's back to like bleach white?
Yeah.
That's basically what Amazon Prime did to TwitchCon, I feel like. I feel like they just took whatever was there,
that's what happens,
cleaned
when you
it
pay
up
$4
nice and pretty.
Dollars for something.
And like you wouldn't even believe that the original TwitchCon.
They changed their logo this year, didn't they? That was a, you know, they changed it and I went to go see, oh, new logo, and it looks almost exactly the same. Like they changed the font of Twitch and the little glitch icon is slightly different. But you guys didn't hear about that?
No.
Okay. It wasn't anything important.
Did you see the new Firefox logo, dude?
No, it changed the script, which Bobby felt, right? Being a robot.
What? Oh, the font?
No, I said it changed the script, the coding.
Oh,
sure.
I don't know where this joke is going.
Oh, okay, never mind. It was a poor robot joke.
I gotta say, though, like, I didn't attend the event, but they've hosted it in San Diego several times. But this year, I'm walking around San Diego downtown out by the beach, and there's just people walking around with Twitch shirts on, with their badges, with everything, like they are taking over
the
town.
Oh, I can't wait to talk
it
about that.
It feels more like Comic-Con. You know, like, Comic-Con comes to town, it's everywhere.
When I first went to TwitchCon, I was like, holy fuck, all the local nerds took over the convention center. Like, so many fucking people, man.
You know what they need to do with next year's badges? They need to put the fucking original location of where that streamer is from.
Built-in name tag
because you want to know who's local, who's not. Oh, on Friday, really?
Well, when everyone was showing up at the house, they're like, "Oh, I'm so-and-so."
I already knew everyone by first name and face. Well, I'm a.
I don't know. We thought it would, but then by Saturday, everybody knew who was who.
I mean, no, it was pretty convenient though, because you go there and you can easily see who's who, right? So because also, Sheik, let me ask you, what did you think about the Twitch party overall?
TwitchCon overall.
The
TwitchCon party.
Right.
Whoa, so fuck TwitchCon. Let's talk about the TwitchCon party.
I
will definitely say half of the value of your TwitchCon ticket, if not more, is in that fucking concert. And you know what's crazy, Loop? I almost didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
It was because
true.
Of you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Loop, because of you. Who wants to fill in for Emilio? He just left his mic.
What?
Someone can fill in for Emilio. He left his mic.
Oh, let's get someone else.
We got an open mic. So how much was the ticket for
Luke,
TwitchCon?
I don't remember.
$200.
All right. A little bit over $200, $229.
For the 3-day pass?
Yeah. And then me and she, like, we went on a little scooter date from the restaurant.
Oh, we rode down 6th Street together.
Yeah.
Okay, so I never got to meet up with Loop. I was running around really and just, like, slowly kind of exploring Twitch with Puma-kun. It was only me and plus one. We looked like that generic Asian couple, even though I've never dated an Asian guy before. But I love him, and I'm glad it was that way. Going into TwitchCon, one thing I noticed was it was more of a networking event than any other con I've been to before. It was more about, like, how do we segregate the partners from the affiliates, from the plebs, but also get them to, you know, meet and interact. How many autographs can we get these streamers? How can we sell these partner streamers and sell our products at the same time? It was very much influencer heavy, in my opinion, in terms of the vibe. Like, everyone was looking for their next partner streamer or their next celebrity streamer. That's what I felt like. It was like almost like a scavenger hunt for Twitch streamers you want to meet, right? Did you get that feeling at all, Loop?
What were you saying about that?
I was saying how there was definitely a networking vibe going on about Twitch where everyone was on the hunt to find particular streamers or partners? It's like a scavenger hunt to find certain partners.
I guess a lot of people will see it that way. Like you mean relationship wise?
No. Just finding people. It's like, I want to meet Dr. Disrespect.
Oh,
I want to meet Pokimane.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go to TwitchCon just to meet their favorite streamers. I would assume that that's the primary motivator for a lot of people.
You know? The people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're doing these people out. And, firstly, just because I don't watch that many streamers in general, honestly, a lot of the meetup sessions, I didn't really recognize the streamers. And the streamers that I did, I was like, am I going to wait 1 hour in line just to get a photo with this guy? You know, I don't know.
And like, Pokimane, cool.
Not
yeah,
even that,
right.
You know. I just enjoy talking to other screeners, other fans in general. I was at Petco Park, and this little kid, man, he was like 9 or 10. He was with his mom. He was like, Luke, can I get a picture? And I was like, oh, man, that's really sweet.
Yeah,
you know
Luke's
I mean?
A little celebrity. When Luke came into the house, I knew he was going to come by today. I thought he was going to wait for me to give him an actual date and time, but Luke was a boss about it. He just showed up. He's like, hey, Chi. I look behind me. I'm like, Luke! And I was so happy. And when I was giving him a tour around the house, introduced him to some people, we have, so I'm a small-time streamer, and I get along really well with small-time streamers, so I have a couple stories regarding that around TwitchCon. And so I brought Luke out to the pool, and a small-time streamer, Jubu, he's like, oh, shit, it's Loop. I'm like, you know Loop? He's like, yeah, I subscribed to him a couple months back-to-back. An actual fan in the house. And then he doesn't know that Loop is just my friend. Like, I didn't know Loop before. Loop, I've heard of you. I won't lie. But it's because of Benja.
Yeah.
We're friends. And that's what I love about my experience with TwitchCon, Loop.
Yeah.
It wasn't about meeting the famous streamers. It wasn't about networking at all. But it wasn't networking in terms like I was invisible as fuck when I went in there.
Right.
And I only maybe reached out to a maximum of 4 or 5 people, you included.
Right.
And I just, I didn't want to be already with the DLG house.
Right.
I felt like I was pulled in 20 to 100 directions, and TwitchCon was actually very inclusive for me, and I love that about TwitchCon, because I was able to go to the con, enjoy like the cool little different things that they have going on, whether it's like different lounges, different the expo was really fun. I know they have a lot of different theaters set up and panels, but I didn't even bother to go with that because panels, personally, I'm not into. Like, when it comes to conventions, it's not about panels for me at all.
I mean, the cool thing about TwitchCon overall is, like, when I was there, the vibe that I got was it wasn't just a cash grab. I mean, it did feel like Twitch actually, cared about the attendees and their experience.
They did. They were giving out. There was this one booth at the expo where it was called the Human Claw. They hooked you up to a fucking machine.
Oh, I saw that.
And they dropped you into a giant bin.
I saw
of
that. What are you
freebies.
Grabbing?
I saw that. You're grabbing like free headsets, keyboards,
oh,
whatever you get your hands on. It's a mystery box.
That's awesome.
And then you it's like a loot crate. Lol. And then it's a loot crate human claw machine. That was fucking epic. That's money. That wasn't it was. And then my favorite booth was probably the Twitch Sings booth. That was like dead center in the main expo. It was people waiting in line.
Now that we have everything set up, we should do some Twitch Sings.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But the Twitch Sings booth, people were in line. They went inside. They had, it was like a karaoke booth where it's just them in that room. They had a lounge with bean bags, couches, and you could watch these people sing. And there were different like Twitch Sings challenges, and it was like watching. And there were a lot of streamer booths. There was a fucking Mac booth, Mac the makeup for women. I forgot to put on lipstick that day. Smoochie without lipstick? What the fuck? Anyways, but there was a Mac booth, and that just shows you how much more mainstream Twitch has become. TwitchCon has transformed because it's mainstream now.
It really is mainstream.
So a makeup booth was there. a whole full-fledged makeover makeup booth was there. There was a live streamer recording inside the booth, and then everybody, all the girls were getting makeovers. All the boys were forced to take photos of the girls getting makeovers, and then I actually got a lipstick on before I got to leave the con because there was a makeup booth at TwitchCon.
Convenient.
Gamer girls exist, bitch. It worked out. Don't give me that face, Ray.
Oh, absolutely.
Ray's not on a mic, but he's giving me faces right now.
In fact, there was a whole area of the convention center dedicated specifically to artists on Twitch. So,
what on Twitch?
Artist Alley
okay. is my nice. Favorite, and yeah. that's the number one reason why I want to go back to TwitchCon today.
Yeah, we're going back soon, huh?
Yes, after this.
So if you guys are local to San Diego, come on.
Bobby, what else have we got on the agenda here?
I think that's about it, man. Why don't we bring some people in here and get to know a little bit about some of the people.
Wait, no, we got to talk about the party. We got to talk about the party.
Side note, shout out to the fucking DJ in the back. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but this is like the best fucking DJ I've ever heard in my life.
No, wait. Loop, come back. Wait, Loop. No, give Loop his.
And you haven't listened to many DJs.
Yes.
Yo, we got Rusty Bagel in the back.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, there's a DJ in the back, DJ Rusty Bagel.
You got Rusty Bagel is fucking killing it right now.
Loop, stay close to the mic. Can you tell Loop to stay close to the mic, Jew? Grab him.
Why?
Yeah, because we have to talk about the
fucking
TwitchCon party,
anyways.
Dude. The TwitchCon party.
Anyways, we continue on with our episode.
No, the TwitchCon party, the best fucking part about TwitchCon.
Yeah. You've been off, so I can switch out for people to come on. Jew, you want to sit? Do you have a listener question ready?
Wait.
No, not a listener question. Just fucking
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Do you have listener questions?
We're on. The topic at hand is TwitchCon concert. TwitchCon party. Yeah.
Blink-182 and Maddie on played.
Get the fuck off. Loop knows. So, guys, before we move forward, we have to talk about the biggest thing about TwitchCon. So, fuck the little booths. TwitchCon party was so fucking epic, and I'm so glad, Loop, because after the day ended around 6, Loop invited me out for some free pizza. Thank you. And then after the pizza, we went to the TwitchCon party. We took scooters. We went all the way down 6th Avenue. We were in the bike lane. We own the city.
It was really good.
Rad. And then we made it to Petco Park. We got in because we were one of the earliest people to get there. The line instantly formed behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly formed behind us. So we got in there just in the nick of time to not have to wait at all. Exactly. And then when we got there, I believe Y2K was playing. And then...
Who the fuck is Y2K? After,
I don't know. He's low...
Who's that one?
Small time DJ?
Maddion was yesterday. Maddion's one of the best fucking DJs.
Stinks. When you gesture, you put it like right under my nose.
I am so sorry, Bobby.
Is that the one you were complaining about that tasted like piss?
My legs,
no.
This is 394. My legs are crossed. Nothing should stink right now.
No, it's the beer. I don't remember what beer smells like, but it's just like...
Whew. Oh, it's a pale ale too, so...
That's hoppy. I'm sorry, Bobby. No, so we made it there. Small-time EDM DJ. He was good, though.
Y2K?
Cool. I think maybe. And then after him, I could be completely misquoting. And then after him was a, like, would you call her emo? She was kind of like Halsey meets Evanescence. Halsey meets Evanescence equals Aura. And I actually got to meet her in person. She took photos with us.
Really?
She was, she looks like the chick from Hunger Games. Cat Williams? No, that's... Yep. No,
what the fuck?
No. Cat Williams in the star of Hunger Games, yes.
No!
Cat Williams!
I am about to piss myself, but we have to finish talking about this concert before do. I'm literally going to just jump in the jacuzzi and then pee in it. I'm sorry. Wait. Okay, so the concert. Okay, forget Cat.
You're going to take it.
Okay, anyways.
So then unplug it?
Yeah, just unplug it.
And then after Aura was...
Check it afterwards.
After Aura was Maddion, and the thing about Maddion, he was a mashup DJ on YouTube. I used to watch his videos when he was like 14 years old, 16, and back in 2013 or 14. And then the nice thing about it is that now he's legitimate. He's playing concerts. He has original music. So I liked his set. I know you didn't really enjoy the Maddion set, but I've been a long-time fan of Maddion. That's why I liked him. And then Lil Nas X called in sick for this concert, and he called in sick by saying he was depressed.
Because he's been working nonstop for like 7 months, and the guy was just like, I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
I didn't mind, though, because the guy only has like one song, so it's
yeah,
like,
yeah. Know. So no, outside has, of Lil Nas X,
he released an album.
We got an upgrade. We actually got Logic. So Logic dropped in fast. He was sick. Love Logic.
Logic killed it, though.
Logic's Logic playing here again on October.
And then there was the other guy that was looking Silence.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That was pretty good.
Silence behind the DJ set. That was fucking so cool. Yeah. And then after that, of course, the main event.
Oh,
Blink 182 loop.
Dude, I fucking loved it, man. It was so cool.
Blink 182. So here's my experience with the concert. I go in, we're like first in. It started raining on us. But then it just drizzled, so we survived. But outside of that, like Loop and I, we got in so early that we got really up and close and personal to the stage, which was nice. I was dancing, and most nerds and that crowd are like fucking Deku sticks. They're like, they're standing there and they don't move, they don't dance, they don't sway, they don't rhythm. So it's so easy. The most friends that I made at TwitchCon was at the concert.
Well, yeah.
Because it's so easy to kind of like pick up on people who are on your the same enthusiasm level, same frequency. People who can vibe, like Masa over there. Hey, yeah. Masa's Rusty Bagel's girlfriend. Anyways, no, but people who dance and you want to be around that energy, and it's so easy to like navigate yourself to that energy. So the best people that I met at TwitchCon was at the TwitchCon concert because they were dancers. So my experience with it, I raged so hard. I had so much fun. I made new best friends at the concert. Loop was like, hey, Chi, I'm going to go look for some people. I'm like, and then he just disappeared. Loop left me.
I tried.
Loop ghosted me at the concert.
I'm sorry. I saw you.
Loop.
Okay, I did feel a little bit bad, but by the time I felt bad, it was so fucking packed, I couldn't find her. Okay?
I know. No, Loop, but you're here. You're here now, so that all doesn't matter, and I had the time of my life. So, had the time of my life. I found me, like, the perfect plus one. He even bought me a glass of wine. Boys, how nice. How sweet. Nonetheless, Blink 182 concert, the person next to me, completely random, completely like I went from back of the line to almost the front of the line because I know how to push through a crowd so I can practically almost rage at the fence. When it was Blink 182, there was super high energy people next to me. I literally got mosh pitted on at least 4 to 5 times.
Yeah, I saw that.
At the TwitchCon party. Yeah. I didn't think nerds could mosh that hard or crowd surf that hard, but they fucking did it. And, like, what's so crazy is that when they were mosh pitting, like, right on top of me, I didn't get trampled because I had white knights call into action once the mosh pit started. Like, I had people, I was trolling so hard in the crowd, like when people were trying to pass, especially dudes, I was like, where are you going? Don't leave me, baby. And then one guy actually stopped and he's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm like, shit, welcome, friend. Welcome to my crew. shout out to all the people I met at the concert. Holy crap. They were my white knights. They saved me.
It was a coordinated mosh.
From getting trampled on. Like, I had guards. Like, they were just like, they're like, I will protect you. Like, they, what's that thing where they fucking, like, no, they, like, they.
Anyways, back to the DLG podcast.
Yeah, they stonewalled me. No, TwitchCon's fucking awesome.
I know.
But, Lip, tell me what you thought about the Blink 182 concert. I have to go piss in the jacuzzi. Bye.
Firstly, you know, I'm a big fan of pop punk, like that older sound.
Then. I quit.
Yeah, those were the
Green
good old
Day,
days.
All American Rejects.
When it was just a bunch of young boys singing about their feelings. That was real music.
Exactly. What?
I was saying it's just, you know, when a bunch of young boys were singing about their feelings in a garage, that was.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's
good.
Yeah, kind of just like emo music. I mean, I don't listen to it all the time, but Blink 182 are really good. I enjoyed it. You know, we have a couple newer albums like California and stuff that I didn't really like that much. But at this particular concert, we played a lot of good classic songs, right? Like from the early and mid 2000s, and I enjoyed that a lot, man. It was a great time.
Yeah,
in my opinion, we pretty much saved that concert for me, at least. I didn't like Megan. Logic was pretty decent, but Blink 182 fucking killed it, man. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Awesome, man. Thanks for swinging by. So
thanks, Lou. Appreciate it.
Do we actually have any listener questions from Discord? I haven't even checked.
I don't know, man.
I can look that up.
Yeah, look it up real quick. And I think we had one from last week that we didn't get to. Yeah. Oh, there we go. All right.
We got listener questions?
Hand it to me? Or he can read better than I can.
And it doesn't even have to be listener questions. You know, if we get some people on
mic, probably figure it out.
What are we looking for here?
Look where we ended last week, I guess.
The rubber nuts right one would be the one, right?
Yeah, probably.
Patrick, can you beer me?
Oh, she's pissing.
Yeah. Okay, we got that. Okay. We got that. We got that.
So don't do that out loud, Bobby. That would be good. If you could do that mentally, that would be sweet.
Well, I mean, someone's got to say something on the mic.
Well, I'm on it, dude. I'm talking about really hilarious things. We could talk about buttholes.
Yeah, I think it starts right here on rubber nuts.
Pussy holes. Those are funny, too.
Everything's funny.
Pussy hole full of dicks.
Do you want to start with the listener questions here? People that are here? When we get G back.
Yeah, well, let's do the one from... I mean, let's just start with the one that we got in Discord from Rubber Nuts here. So he's got a few questions.
Here we go.
Who at the DLG house seems to be holding back? Once decided, all there, get them drunk off their tits. Yeah.
I would have said Warconius was holding back, but after I heard...
His DJ said last night.
Like, he went ham after I left last night. I don't know if, like, he was embarrassed about being around his man crush, but, like, he let loose after I left yesterday.
There's not a whole lot of holding back going on here over the
weekend. There isn't. No. There's no reason for it.
The DLG podcast.
In part.
Okay. Second part here, who hasn't skinny dipped at the beach or in the pool yet? Probably the same guy.
Probably 95% of the people here.
I'd say actually everybody.
But yeah. Gee, you're right.
We've been pretty good about
Gee. Just really quickly, this is my salsa. It's called Insidious. It's Insidious with a seed inside. So this is brought to you in part by them, or us, me.
This is how Emilio gets a seed inside.
You guys like it?
Insidious? Yeah.
I love it. Great. I love the spicier one.
Yeah.
Like
I got some fire for you.
Fire, dude.
The spicier one's called Fire. You go to insidious.com. Check it out. It's fucking delicious.
Putting it on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. Even her tits.
This was full when we got here. Well, this is a little one. This,
even.
No, yeah. Nobody wants the original. Everybody wants the fire. Josh, the fire's almost gone.
I don't want to say his handle.
Go ahead, Bobby.
All right. Is there a wet t-shirt competition going on at DLG Con?
I mean, there can be.
I think there can be.
But Ray's tits only get heavier and hairier.
Can I talk about my wettest experience here at the DLG Con House?
Go for it.
By the way, you get full consent for any audio story shared around the room. So Saturday night, went to TwitchCon, spent most of the day. I don't get back to the house until like 11:30 midnight, and I've been sober the whole day. So when I come home, everybody's already spent, but I'm like, guys, I need to catch up. And so
let's go.
The people that came through that, by the way, big shout out to Crowbo and his crew. Some of the most chill, small time streamers I've ever met, brought him to the house. Nonetheless, I brought my girl over to the house. Something happened with the shower handle. It just fell off the wall.
It's because showers aren't meant for four people, Chi. That's why.
I wasn't involved. I was fucking Mario in this situation. Mario and Luigi. I Mario Luigi the situation. So apparently the handle fell off the fucking wall, and there's a gaping hole, a pipe, with water just streaming out of it nonstop. It was like Niagara Falls. And no one tells me anything. But one person had the courage to come up to me and be like, Chi, there's a problem. I go upstairs and Cricket, can you comment? Can we get Cricket on the mic? Get Cricket on the mic.
Look how
Cricket,
slumpering he is.
Cricket, get on the mic. Tell us what you remembered from that night. What do you recall in this like very the shower mishap ordeal?
So I was already in bed. I see four people walk into the shower and the door gets shut, and then it creaks back open, and they're just oohs and ahs in there, and wet water's getting everywhere. And I just hear, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, fuck!
By the way, I was not here. Like I said, I was only here to fix the problem, not be the problem.
Yeah, it was awesome. Danielson comes up and is like, Cricket, you're smart. Go fix the shower. And I'm like, oh, I'm not.
He didn't Danielson say you're didn't smart. Come to I'm me. Lying.
He came to me.
Three out of the four people did not come to me. One person.
No, Danielson wasn't in the shower. He just comes up to spectate.
Who the fuck was I?
You got dragged by your girlfriend.
Wet t-shirt concept. Danielson walks in wet. Anyways.
Daniel, get over here.
Let us know what happened last so, night.
In the back, in the back, in the back.
Yeah,
in the back.
Nonetheless. Run, 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 run. So.
What four people were in the shower?
When I come up to the bedroom, I look at the shower and it's just giant hole spewing high pressure water. And I'm like, fuck. That is not just a fine. That's a big charge.
I'm not okay.
So I roll up my sleeves. Actually, I was in my swimsuit, okay. Ready to go in the jacuzzi. So I got wet before I even went into the jacuzzi because I was in the shower probably for a good 20 minutes. And I actually had a Luigi, somebody who was willing to actually try to fix the problem with me. It was kind of sexy. It was like, what's that movie I always reference when Mark Wahlberg steals that Asian girl and they start rubbing
Shooter.
It's not Shooter. It's not Shooter. Anyways, it's like the victim, and it gets kind of sexy. But no, like literally, I was just trying to fix the plumbing.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is the worst part about the story. Let's hear how the plumbing got broken. Danielson, do you have a mic?
I have a mic.
How did it get broken?
Can we get an eyewitness account?
Were you one of the four people in the shower?
I was not.
Were you part of the shower?
Were you outside of the shower, spectating what was going on in the shower?
That was the original plan, but when I got up there, all there was a watery mess.
Oh, okay.
Chi invited one of her friends over, who apparently
Luigi.
Was asking people to jump in the shower with her.
One guy did,
and somehow they broke the fucking knob off, and the water was squirted.
Hey, next time something like this happens, make something up better than that, because that wouldn't suck. I want to hear like somebody.
I'm just kidding. I actually walked in and there was a fucking gangbang going on. Yeah.
Here's player somebody, number four. Player
somebody's
number four.
Giant dick.
I'm pretty
the
sure Marconius was taking the fucking shower handle up the ass and couldn't get it up.
Actually, fucking even better. If we're just making shit up, Emilio's giant dick swung and knocked it off of the wall.
That's
why my insurance. I pay more insurance than most people. I got this giant swinging.
These
dick.
Stories are all real. This is true. You heard it on the internet. Anyways, so I'm in there. I'm trying to fix the plumbing. I'm shoving the fucking handle in there.
Yeah.
Hard as fuck.
Yeah, get it. Get it in there.
Hard as fuck. But it's like something's just not quite right. Like you literally, I don't know what angle it had to be at. I don't know what we had to fix. But like
this
over, and,
so
over and over
this
and over and over
so
again,
hot.
And water's just like getting in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like I'm drenched at this point. It's like, and I'm
was
just
your mouth
like,
open?
Yes. Because I was just like, and I was like moaning in frustration because like no matter what, it just wasn't
something
a good
like
fit. It just wasn't a good fit, and it wasn't just leaking all over the place, dude. This was a fire fucking hydrant, and and then anyways, after 20 minutes of creative problem solving, finally hit it right at the perfect point, fit it in. Tighten it up.
And then I came. It was fantastic.
Never.
And it was literally my best my best memory of the DLG Con House. I will never forget.
Mine too.
That moment.
It's not mine as well.
Yeah. It was, no. Like, the relief in knowing we didn't break the house was orgasmic. Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
You could have just called me, right? The one Mexican here that can fix anything.
No, everybody was worthless because everyone was asleep or drunk.
I have an uncle that's a plumber that taught me everything.
Smoochie, I didn't
know. Oh, dude, it's going on all the time. It's going on all the time. Wait, no, we're going to get banned. It's too much skin.
By the way, Smoochie's the real Mario. Smoochie's the real main character of the DLG Con.
So, Bobby, we got through one listener question. What's the next one?
What was it? That was it. That was a four-parter. Actually, there was one more part to that question. He said, is there anything in small print regarding the clause about anyone getting pregnant here at DLG Con? I don't know.
I'm pregnant.
Is anyone get?
Amelia's the only pregnant
one. We'll see you in 9 months.
John's pregnant.
Jew feels pregnant, he said.
Can we just have the listeners take over? Can we just all get off the mic?
No. So we already do listener questions, right?
If you want to get off, we use your mic.
Do let's have musical chairs, our listeners, our audience. Let's do it. So one by one,
like
we're going to trade Ray.
Trial
who's going to be Ray? Of the,
okay, let's
question.
Do that.
Yeah.
That sounds fine. Someone has to be me on the podcast. Someone
has
to be.
No, let's. So this is a different, a separate part, and we could just keep going.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
no,
end the podcast? This is the cast.
You want to just do listener questions and then we'll do that at the end? Or
I want to play board games. I want to just keep fucking going.
Yeah, well, I'll kill the recording after. But I think this would be a fun little experiment here. Someone's going to play Ray. Credits.
Someone has to play me. Someone has to play Bobby.
No, you don't. No, who's just going to take over the cast? You don't have to play us.
They're
acting. They're acting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Who's going
to
be Ray?
Who wants to be Ray?
Oh, Jew.
Oh, Borconius is going to be Ray. Who's going to be Chi-Chi? Dace. Who's going
to
be...
Who wants to be Chi?
John. Who's going to be me?
John, you've got the personality for Chi. Let me take Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm Emilio. Give me that Chi.
I'll give you guys a
party, guys. It's party time.
Give them something.
We need questions.
All right.
Hold on.
Do you guys have your listener questions ready?
Stand up behind your purse.
So, who's everybody again? Can you introduce yourselves?
Hey there, this is Emilio. Absolutely a Mexican. You can tell, clearly.
Hi, I'm Smoochie. I'm sorry my ass is showing.
My name's Bobby, and I can't stand the people around me.
Really, Ray, Mr. Apple Sweet.
Yeah, Bobby would absolutely do that.
So then at TwitchCon.
So Bobby.
Gee, get out. That'd be Bobby.
Bobby, can you and the rest of the cast?
Diddy, will you go fucking sit down already? Jesus.
Bobby,
Diddy, sit down.
Bobby. Yeah. Bobby. Bobby. Bobby.
Sorry, I was thinking my own thoughts.
Robot.
Bobby.
I was thinking my own.
Turn him on.
Cast just played Half-Life 2. You want to just run through the cast and see what they thought about it?
Not really.
Oh,
I was wanting to do what I wanted to do, but
I went to TwitchCon.
I think you guys should, as your correspondents, act about how you are at the DLG Con House. So talk about who Emilio was at the Con House.
Am I Emilio or am I talking about Emilio?
Emilio, how was your experience?
It's honestly been great, man.
We're hanging out with a whole bunch of really good,
Bobby, get back
nice
here.
People.
I want to talk about Bethesda.
We've been playing a bunch of board games. It's been fantastic. You know, we've got some great people out here, like JP did. I'm sorry, no, this is
I'm Smoochie. I'm Smoochie.
Right, of course. Yeah, this is Smoochie right here.
Everybody showed up and they were amazing. Thing. I hugged everybody way, way longer than I should have. It was,
but did they
it was
like
fun.
It?
I think they did. They should have.
That's good.
Looking
good.
As
that's
I
good.
Am.
Listen.
You gotta like it.
Listen. This was really, 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 really.
This is Ray.
Really amazing.
Hey, Ray, how about you say Bethesda?
Yeah.
Bethesda.
Give us a good Bethesda.
Yeah, Bethesda. Yeah. Bobby? Bring us home.
What's next on track, Bobby?
Adventure that you played?
We're going to get back into Tomb Raider 3, and we're going to be looking into trying to review that and get you guys some good information on
it. So last night on CSGO, it was fucking amazing.
You play a lot of that CSGO, don't you?
Yes, World of Warcraft.
That's a dead game.
Oh, okay.
That game died.
Hold on. What's the guild name again? What's the guild name?
Balls for you.
Checks out.
Yeah. I've still yet to see balls. But anyways, back to what we were talking about. Lara Croft this Tomb Raider 3 is really doing great.
Wow. But yeah, guys, hey, you know what? Buy some Insidious.
Don't want to. You got to talk about season 9 of Dynasty.
You, but your seriousness it pierces through. I love it. I love it. It's just like, yeah, you all are driving me crazy. But anyways, back onto a main point. It's okay.
Yeah. What's the next?
Although I've
movie
never personally played it, I do think it's one of the top games of the year. It's
I love really Mark good. Wahlberg. Developed by Bethesda.
I only know one movie. What movie?
The
one with
that?
The sniper. and the guns.
Is that
and
shooter?
Shooter.
Shoot him.
And it's got Mark Wahlberg.
No, hold on.
And he's there's the guns.
We gotta figure out.
Let's do it. Which one? Bobby, bring that shit
is it
up.
Ted?
Bring it up, Bobby. Bring it up. There's a movie. It's got Mark Wahlberg in it.
It's the movie with
and there's
the thing.
Guns.
Yeah.
Sniper.
It's got a gun.
And that's the one.
Sniper. It's sniper.
That's the one. Yeah.
Well, it's got plants.
Yeah.
That was
the one. Hey, the one where they did that thing. Where they did that thing.
I think Emilio needs to pee by now.
Yeah.
He'd probably.
They did the thing.
Not really, 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 really need to go pee.
Does anybody else want some more tequila?
Why have you got up to piss yet?
Yeah. I'm fucking going. All right.
Emilio already peed.
Oh, I can't forget my drink.
I'm sorry, I was 20 minutes late, guys. It was busy.
2 days. Jeez. Can we replay the moment where Chi's talking about her shower experience and Bobby's trying to just keep it together? Because the look on your face the whole time was just like, my God.
What do you think?
What's happening?
How about we do like actual introductions? Like, instead of impersonating us, but which, by the way, you aced me, John. John knows me so well and my passion for Mark Wahlberg movies. Like, all the ones I don't know the names of. But nonetheless, it's like, I really want the audience to get to know you guys because I think the highlight of this con house is really getting to know you guys as much as you know us because we get freaked out. If you ask us, like, how we feel about all of this, the first thing that mostly comes to the first reaction is usually like these people talk to me like they know me and we're freaked out because we're like who are you?
One-way street.
You go one-way street and now it's a two-way street. Yeah. So introduce who you are, how you got to the con house and how it's been thus far. This is our last day together as well. Let's start with Days. Emilio's back. I mean from his hurt. Yeah, from piss. So
Quick piss was great. Everything went good. It was all good. You know?
You need another drink?
Still, by my Insidious. Yeah, I need another drink. I'm Days. I moderate for DLG, as probably you guys know. And anyway, yeah, so, I don't know, traveling here was kind of wild. I'm from Detroit, and so I was saying that, like, when I was flying, everything was like green and beautiful, and then it just started slowly turning into desert, and it was cool though. Like, but I'm also not used to this shit. But it's been awesome. Like, I feel like people would be more awkward meeting in person for the first time than they actually were. Like right away, I feel like we all just started clicking, like as if we've been great friends. I think part of that has been we've been posting some selfies, so I think I knew what a lot of you guys looked at. Like, you know, I remember when I saw Marconius, I was like, "That's Marconius!" Like, so I feel like it's been cool. Like, it feels like hanging out in a game night with Discord, but in real life, and we're all like, "Hey, you want a beer? Yo, Emilio, you want? Actually, I think you need to get me a beer. Are you?"
Take the personal. No, it's been great. Yeah, like within the first 30 minutes, I think everybody kind of got settled into the house. Everybody was,
oh, I don't know how close I have to be.
Whoa.
It's getting real. It's getting real.
You know, when Jen says that this is like a teenage party, I think that's what I meant.
If I'm this close to my normal mic, it usually messes up. But no, within like the first 30 minutes of everybody getting in the house, everybody really like settled in, kind of got used to their perimeters, the area and everything. But when we played Quiplash, that really opened everything.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was really it.
Yeah.
You know,
it was a really good icebreaker.
That was perfectly planned out. I believe everybody got in there. I started off trying to be analytical, and then I realized the people that I was around. And after that point, it was like,
you had to put the shittiest thing on there, and you won.
Beautiful. My favorite moment was your first answer for something was just boo. And it was really lame, like super lame. It was like boo. And then his follow-up was D's nuts, and it brought down
the house. Oh, my God, it was like, hey, what do you want to put in this trail mix or something? Like, and he was like, D's nuts.
What is the worst ingredient that you can put in a trail mix?
Yeah, it was. It was classic.
That's good. It was really good.
Yeah, the first round, everybody was kind of like feeling each other out. Of course, I haven't been around these guys all that much, but after that moment, it was really epic. It's like, okay, we're all here to be loose. We're all here to have fun. I'm drunk and I'm slurring, so I'm going to get off the mic. But it's great.
We got to really get on the mic. Oh, I got to be like basically like.
Sounds good. Go ahead, Diddy.
So I'm Diddy. And first things first is I do want to have a shout out to my wonderful wife.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
Join your boy.
Shout out to...
You guys can share a seat, right?
All right, come on. Get cozy.
Yeah, they share a channel all the time. They can share a seat.
Shut up.
JP's gone.
So, first things first, just a shout out to my wonderful wife and my mother who are taking care of our two beautiful children. So I can be here. No less than 6 months ago, I cleared this with her because this is a very, very important trip to me, to meet everybody, to see these guys firsthand, to meet some people that I've been gaming with and having a really great time getting to know. And like Dave said, I can't even articulate as well as she can that it's just been a blast to meet and hang out with everybody, truly. It's been a lot of fun. So I really appreciate everybody being here and letting me in and letting me have fun and letting Chad bring a bottle of tequila that I decided to polish off on everybody here.
And John, if I could give anyone the real MVP, that's John, for sure.
The entire fucking weekend.
John's got the MVP.
Real MVP, but that's for sure.
The body lotion.
Yes.
Am I going?
The body, not
am
the
I
mind.
Going now?
Yeah.
Okay. Touch. Well.
Really close, dude. Touch it.
Touch it. Okay. Hey.
Touch it with them lips.
This has been an amazing weekend. I've been listening to these guys for years since you were on Steam. Before anything.
Or Discord.
Yes. These guys are great. I fucking love these guys. I haven't even met these guys before this weekend, really. So it's just been great, like, getting together with all these people that we've been gaming with for years.
Yeah.
Finally getting together IRL in person. And it's been amazing. It's really been good. I hope we keep doing this. This has been fucking great.
Hey, Lotion.
Yeah.
You look better than you speak. Can you flex a little bit for us again?
No. Oh, my God. So, yeah. Hey, great time. I wish more of us could be out here this weekend because it's really been nice meeting everyone.
Next year, let's go.
Yes, next year. 2020. Yeah. 2020.
Yeah, rubber nuts.
Oh, man. So my entire goal out here was to get drunk, and I did that the first night. And do some recreational drugs.
Which are legal.
That are legal. Mission accomplished.
Boom.
You did the first hour.
Yeah, I was. I got
it. You did the rest of the time.
Slept.
But I've been listening to this show since probably around episode 50. I've been here for a hot minute. And it's kind of like partying with celebrities, but. It's cool.
What?
Yeah.
I'm Emilio.
Yeah.
Okay. Warconius here. And I flew in from Vancouver. And this has been an amazing experience. But I want to really say that the DLG crew, like all these guys, put so much effort into the podcast. Like being here and witnessing like everything they do. Just message from the listeners. We're super grateful for everything you guys do. Absolutely. Your content is awesome. And the thing I love about DLG is the podcast is exactly the people on the podcast are exactly who they are. They're not fake. They're not pretending to be someone else. It's genuine, right? And so I love it. Absolutely. I love all the rest of the community, and I'm looking forward to 2020, guys. DLG Con, Wrath of Khan,
Vegas.
2020!
I got goosebumps.
This guy,
I love it.
This guy's awesome. This guy's awesome.
Can we talk about you having the biggest calves I've ever seen in my life?
I'm a soccer player.
Those are Chun-Li calves.
those calves are pretty good, too.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I play soccer, so I go, I do lots of squats. You know, I'm squatting all the time.
I think you need to get up, like, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Go do that.
Okay, who's next? Cricket.
Come on, Cricket.
Come on, Cricket. Yeah, come on, dude.
I don't think so. I mean, I could. What do you want?
I don't know. I don't even know what's over there.
It's going to be a big one.
Shot glasses are big.
Oh. What up, I'm Cricket. I'm sure someone's going to tag me and Gummy being in the same room together like you always
fucking
do. It's
weird to see you guys together. It never happens.
Me and Gummy know each other 19 years, so we're always playing the same game in the same lobby, and some fucking reason, someone's going to tag us and say, oh, Crick and Gummy are playing together. Fucking fuck you guys. This has been fun. Like, we just got together. I feel like I know everyone, and anyone I don't know, we've all know each other now, and DLG Con 2020.
There you go. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Vegas. Plan it out.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Vegas. That's what I heard.
We're going to
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas. Hey, Rubber Nuts.
Yeah.
Are you guys watching chat?
Are we going?
No.
Why? What are they saying?
Okay.
A little bit of chat.
Any questions?
Rusty.
I didn't even know we were live right now.
Nice meeting you.
Rusty, you want to?
I guess so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll hang out.
I'm going to go grab another Soylent. I'll be right there.
I didn't. We're live, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't being recorded.
Sorry, we're born as
mom's watching.
Right
now. Your mom's watching.
So sorry, Mom, about those drugs and
I
things.
Apologize for every mistake I've ever made.
Yes.
Hey, Chase.
I apologize for being a part of every mistake Lotion's ever made.
Anybody got Chad open on my phone?
No, I don't. Hey, Chad.
Is Chad here?
We need you. Mini, suck it. You're not here.
Okay. All right, there you go. Okay. I don't know where
my... just like last call to say bye.
Oh, to say bye? Are we signing off? Oh.
No, not just
yet. We're just kind of rambling right now.
Hope you guys are having a great Sunday.
What is this?
It's gin.
Oh, gin.
That's there's a huge handle of gin over there, so like, good luck. All
right. Get Rusty in here.
All right,
Rusty.
Tanked it. Good job.
Here.
DJ Rusty.
DJ Rusty.
Daniel hasn't been on the mic yet.
I was on the mic.
He was on the mic.
Daniel, son, you want to kiss this mic? Want to kiss this mic, Daniel?
So, yeah, it's Rusty.
Okay.
How long have you been listening?
2 years, probably. Yeah. So nice. I've been listening for probably 2 years. I've been kind of hanging out in the Discord and around and playing games with you guys for the last few months, but not that long. But, yeah, I mean, I don't live too far away, so, and I come down to San Diego all the time, and I figured it would be a good time to, like, meet you guys, say hi. Definitely made my drives to work a little more enjoyable, so that's cool. And I get good recommendations on games that, you know, I buy on Steam and then don't play, so.
Guilty.
That's backlog, really what happens. Though, yep.
That's a problem for everyone.
Yeah.
Backlog.
So.
Our fault.
Okay.
It's just too exciting.
Yeah, thanks for having me out, and it's been a lot of fun.
Bye, Rusty.
Thanks, Rusty.
Yeah, you want to get in here? Yeah. All right, Day signing off. On, peace, guys.
We're going to wrap it up or listener questions?
Oh, listener questions.
We don't want to get banned.
Titties.
DLG Con titties.
I don't know.
DLG Con titties.
I think we even have any listener questions. No, I don't think we have any listener questions.
Yeah.
All right. Sign off. Fucking.
All right, speaking for... God damn, this is going to be a fucking list.
Oh, man.
Speaking for everybody at the DLG TwitchCon. Let's go. We're going to do it next year. I think it's almost decided. We got to talk a lot about it. People have been kicking around Vegas.
Vegas. Been DLG about. Con 2020.
But, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So
there'll be way more cocaine. It's awesome.
Just so you guys know how this all worked out, like... Because Bobby and I don't pay ourselves, and the contributions do come in, and we get tips and all that. It's like, what are we going to do with this pile of money?
Yeah,
let's spend it back on the Patreons. That's literally
what
happened.
We did.
The Patreons all came, and we spent their money back on that.
Yeah, to them.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah,
we got to eat and drink for free. I will say that. But
it's a great fucking weekend. Holy shit.
It was a great weekend. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
dude.
That's what happened, basically.
Yeah.
Okay,
we end with the national anthem.
What are you doing? Oh, Canada.
It's been really great here, and I just want to say I love all of you motherfuckers out there from Daryl McKinley. Thank
you're
you so
wet,
much.
Dude.
You know, Bobby, you were talking about, like, what's your favorite memory? My worst memory was the two Canadians speaking Canadian in front of all the Americans, like, that we understood what the fuck they were saying. It didn't make any sense, but, you know. Yeah. Anyway, speaking for Ray, Bobby, cheese in the bathroom, and to everybody, TwitchCon titties.
Woo!
Woo! Let's go! Woo!